Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 61, Anime Episode 53. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 53?
The title of Episode 53 was, The Legend Has Begun, Head to the Grand Line. And after our normal recap of events from the last episode, we opened with rain pelting the streets of Loguetown and that mysterious cloaked figure that we saw at the very end of the last episode. And we hear a voice speaking of destiny and dreams as things that cannot be stopped. But this cloaked, tattooed man in the green coat is... He doesn't appear to be the one speaking until he murmurs, a pirate, huh? Good. And then we cut to Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro are dashing through the streets, the rain, toward the docks. While back at the plaza, we see Kabaji leaping high up above the Marines and shouting, Sutenen Shoko Carnival, or All-Natural Color Carnival. And he dazzles them with an array of colors while Alvida smashes them with her club, and nothing can touch her sube-sube smooth skin. And Buggy wakes up. He's all fried and dirty from the lightning strike. And Alvida worries that the Marines will just keep coming, but Luffy calls them Haikara, Buggy calls them Haikara, or high-collar fashionables, and that they are no match for his crew. But Buggy orders his pirates to leave the fight and catch up with the Gomu Gomu. He shouts, Motor! And inexplicably, pirates throw down two-wheeled axles, and Buggy contorts himself into becoming a car chassis. Okay. And he rockets away. And Alvida, to match him, she shouts, set the Galende or ski slope, and her men hoist a ramp up, and Alvida slides from the top of the ramp barefoot and picking up tremendous speed because she's so smooth, so she can slalom down the streets along with Buggy. But suddenly a thick white smoke envelops the pirates. It is the power of Captain Smoker's whiteout. He has the power of the Moku Moku fruit, which is Kumo, or cloud, spelled backwards. And his cloud of smoke has captured Buggy and Alvida and is suspending them in midair. And the Marines fire nets that ensnare the pirates. And the nets are specially made to negate Devil's Fruit powers. And Smoker calls for his billower bike. He's going after his straw hat. And meanwhile, Nami and Usopp are racing toward the docks, and Usopp asks if he can put down the giant fish, and Nami says, well, of course you can't. And at the docks, Moji is still trying to burn the Going Merry, but he can't get a match to stay lit in the rain, and Richie doesn't care, he's just thinking about food. So, when Nami and Sanji show up, Moji tells Richie there's something to eat. And Richie roars and charges, but Usopp counters with Hisatsu Shinsen Tamagoboshi, or Sure Kill Fresh Egg Star. And but he slips. Usopp slips in the rain, and the egg just falls and cracks on the ground. And it looks like they're going to be done for, but Richie happily stops to slurp up the egg. And Usopp and Nami make a break for the ship. And Moji crosses their path to stop them. But then the Marines arrive. And the Marines try to shoot Moji, but he comically evades their shots with a variety of contortions. And the lieutenant orders the cannon brigade to seize the ship as Captain Smoker arrives on his amazing billower bike, which is pretty cool looking. And in the streets, Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro are still running from the Marines when Sergeant Major Tashigi appears in their path. And she has now realized Zoro's true identity and that he lied to her. And Zoro says he didn't lie. She just never asked his name. Tashigi says a scoundrel like Zoro cannot be allowed to wield a Meitu such as the Wado Ichimonji. Let me try to say it again. Wado Ichimonji. Tashigi attacks, and their swords clash, and Sanji demands that Zoro not hurt the beautiful woman, but she insists that this is her fight, and they should leave Zoro and her alone. And Luffy tells Sanji, come on, and they head away to the docks. And meanwhile, Zoro and Tashigi fight. And she is very strong, but Zoro pulls his second sword, and he disarms her. He tells her he can never lose this sword. But rather than kill her, he just says, bye, I gotta go. And Tashigi is outraged. Has he spared her just because she's a woman? And Zoro flashes back to that night when his young sparring partner told him that he was lucky to be a boy. And Tashigi is, you know, driving him crazy. She's saying all the same things, and Zoro turns on her. It's making him nuts how much she looks and talks like his dead friend. And Tashigi responds that she lives for her own goals, and his friend must be copying her. And that makes Zoro even more crazy. That makes zero sense to him. Meanwhile, Luffy's running and sees the end of the street coming up, but his path is blocked by the Billower Bike and Captain Smoker. And Smoker says, I told you, if you can't beat me, you'll never make it to the Grand Line. And Luffy says, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And Smoker thinks that Luffy enjoys playing dumb. Luffy tells Sanji to head for the ship, that he will catch up. I wouldn't count on that, says Captain Smoker. And at the docks, Usopp and Nami manage to duck the Marines' fire as they leap aboard the Going Merry, and Moji and Richie surrender. The cannon batteries on the shore begin firing, trying to sink the ship. I have no explanation for why they cannot hit a stationary vessel of that size, but whatever. Nami deploys the sail, and the ship, she weighs anchor first, despite Usopp's protestations that they, you know, she's like, we have to save the ship. And so she deploys the sail, and the ship begins to move. But what about Luffy and the others? Usopp protests, and Nami says that they'll pick them up somehow. So Sanji shows up, running in from the Marines, and he takes many of them out with kicks, but they keep coming. And Nami can't bring the ship back into shore against the current, so Usopp bravely leaps into the water, firing his slingshot and taking out some of the Marines. And Sanji does this amazing spin flywheel kick that takes out many more. And yet, more keep coming. And in the entrance to Logetown, Smoker and Luffy confront each other in the pouring rain. And Luffy reaffirms that he is going to become the Pirate King. You won't be spouting that rubbish much longer, says Smoker. And Smoker unleashes Whiteout. His entire body can become smoke. And he lifts Luffy with his smoke trails and throws him down. And Luffy stands and unleashes Gataringu, but does zero damage to Smoker, who counters with White Blow. And Smoke forces Luffy back against a wall. He tries Pistoru, but his fist goes right through Smoker's smoky chest. And Smoker grabs Luffy and flies high up over the street and then slams the kid back down. And he grasps Luffy's head through his hat and says, this head's worth 300 million. He goes to draw his sword, but a hand stops his. And it's that mysterious man in the green cloak who replies, well, I wouldn't say that exactly. Luffy's face is planted, so he can't even see what's going on. And Smoker says, the government wants your head. And the tattooed man in the green cloak says, the world is waiting for our answer. And suddenly, the rain is replaced by a howling green wind that rips through the streets, blowing Luffy and Smoker apart. And pirates and marines go flying, and the cannon batteries crumble. And Nami barely clings to the Going Merry, and then it's over. The rain returns. Logetown is in shambles. And the Going Merry is drifting out to sea. To save Nami, Luffy does Gomu Gomu no Roketo, firing himself and sweeping up his friends as they all go flying out over the harbor, and they hit the sail of the Going Merry and collapse onto the deck. and Smoker is confounded by all these events. Luffy's promise to become the Pirate King rings in his ears. Dragon, he shouts to the man in the green cloak. Why did you help that man? And the cloaked dragon merely says, what reason is there to stop a man from sailing? And Smoker orders up a ship. He is following Luffy to the Grand Line. And Tashigi vows to go with him. What Zoro did to her was unforgivable, and she will capture him with her own hands. And Buggy's ship is also underway. He vows to chase Luffy to the Grand Line as well. And the storm is pelting the Going Merry, but Nami says that the lighthouse over there points the way to the entrance to the Grand Line. And everyone agrees to move forward with Luffy's plan. And they come up with a ceremony right there on the deck. Each puts his foot on a barrel and speaks his or her own dream. To find all blue. To become the Pirate King. To be the greatest swordsman. To draw a map of the world. To become a brave warrior of the sea. Let's go to the Grand Line, shouts Luffy. To be continued.
Who is the chief of staff? Kabaji the acrobat.
So the background character on the left is chief of staff, Kabaji the acrobat. He is wearing the outfit we've come to know him as. He's shirtless, but has a long blue shirtless cape, a blue and white checked scarf, white pants with a green sash, and he has long black hair.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
Here we see a new form of Buggy the Pirate. Here, Buggy has called out Motor, and members of his crew, I believe, must be carrying these axles around because two axles with tires were thrown onto the ground, and then Buggy contorted himself into becoming the chassis of the vehicle itself. And so here we see Buggy. His face is as we have come to know it, with his clown features and his orange pirate hat. He has the red and white striped shirt and green pants that we are familiar with, but his arms are stretched out to hold the forward axle. He has some kind of, I don't know what piece of him has become sort of a headlight on his chest, and his legs are wrapped around the back axle. A very unusual version of Buggy in this photo. Bada bada fruit. He separates his parts.
Who is Iron Club Alvida?
On the right, we see Alvida, the pirate captain. She is in this new form that we've not seen her in before. She's very slender and attractive, but she has many of the elements of the outfit that the former form of Alvida wore, the white cowboy hat, the big purple cloak, red and white striped pants. Currently she is performing her special power given to her by the Sube Sube Devil's Fruit. So she is able to, she has such smooth skin that she is able to slide along the street almost like a skier or a roller or a skateboarder.
Who is Richie the Lion?
Here we see Richie the Lion. He is still wearing the sort of disguise, if you will, that he wore with Moji or in an earlier episode, with his hair parted, almost like handlebars that Moji can grab onto as he rides him. And it looks like he's got a headlamp in the middle. He has his sort of greenish-gray fur and his pale purple-pinkish mane of hair. And his blazing red eyes, because he is in attack mode at this moment.
Who is Beast Tamer Moji?
Here is Beast Tamer Moji, Richie's master. He is wearing his very funny Beast Tamer's hat, sort of the red skull cap with fuzzy ears sticking up. He also has the furry gray vest that he wears, and he has sort of the matching gray beard. He wears blue pants and a yellowish sash.
Who is Sergeant Major Tashigi?
This is Sergeant Major Tashigi of the Marines. She has black hair and, you know, usually wears this yellow and pink flowered blouse. Here it's underneath her blue and white trimmed coat. She's wearing grayish gloves, and she is carrying her katana before her. And she normally wears eyeglasses, but in this case, she's not wearing them.
Who is Smoker, the White Hunter?
Here is Captain Smoker standing before his billower bike. Captain Smoker is a Marine commander. He has his white hair. Is a very strong chest, laid open, white coat with a very large supply of cigars in a bandolier that runs around the back of the jacket. He's got his grayish blue pants and boots, brown gloves, and he wears his katana on his back. You can't see the back of his coat, but it has a large kanji on it that I believe means justice, and he always smokes two cigars at the same time. Captain Smoker consumed the moku moku fruit, which is kumo or cloud spelled backwards. It gives him the power to become smoke and command smoke.
Who is Dragon?
This mysterious green-cloaked figure we only came to know by the name Smoker called him at the end, Dragon. He is a very large, tall man in a very big, windswept cloak, and he has some kind of interesting tattoos on his face.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place in Loguetown in various locations. Again, there was some fighting in the main plaza with the execution platform. There was also running down various streets towards the docks. There were, we saw the docks themselves with the Going Merry docked and the cannon batteries on the shore firing on the Going Merry. We were on the deck of the Going Merry as well, and the entrance to Loguetown itself, where the final scene took place, the confrontation between Luffy and Captain Smoker, with also a very brief flashback from Zoro's childhood to the sparring match that he had that moonlit night with his childhood friend.
What were the special moves for this episode?
We had a move we haven't seen before from Buggy called Motor, where he became a car, essentially. We also had Alvida call out Sube Sube Spur, which was her version of skiing down the street with her super smooth feet. Then there was action from Captain Smoker, where he used Whiteout used that to basically envelop the pirates and capture them and kind of hold them in the air. He also used his billower bike, though he didn't, that wasn't actually an attack, but it was an interesting introduction of a new thing. There was the fight between Luffy and Captain Smoker, where both used their Devil's Fruit powers. Smoker used Whiteout. Luffy countered with Gatoringu, which did not work. Then Smoker used White Blow to forced Luffy back against a wall, and Luffy tried to counter with Pistoru, but his fist just went right through Captain Smoker's body because he was just made of smoke and couldn't be hurt. Usopp was the sure kill fresh egg star. Hisatsu Shinsen Tamagoboshi.
Aha. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I'm curious about this dragon character that showed up mysteriously and what his deal is. And I'm happy that everybody is committed to their dreams and heading to the Grand Line.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 53. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!